Hello once again, Audio Boo. Ray and I are out walking now. You hear the wildlife in the background there. We parked at a place called Grabback and walked across the moors and skirted around the eastern edge of a little hill called Hencloud. And we headed from the southern edge of that up and over it and then up onto the Roaches, which is a spectacular looking gritstone edge in the Staffordshire part of the Peak District National Park. And the weather today is pretty overcast. No sign of rain or anything like that, which is quite good actually, considering over the last few days really. In fact, the last 2 or 3 weeks have been absolutely dreadful. Just with the odd day of, well, what's the right word? I'm just navigating a gate at the minute. There's been a few days where the weather's not been too bad, we'll say. And today is pretty good. I'm using my new toy, the Power Monkeys Extreme, which is a solar panel. And I'm currently charging my iPhone 4S with that. And first thoughts, I'm really impressed with it. I kind of knew that I was going to be impressed with it anyway. Other Audio Boo friends will know of Pilgrim Chris. Pilgrim Chris has got a Power Monkeys Extreme as well, and I know he's been very impressed with his. And Daylight Gambler, Phil Sorrell, he's got one as well. So I knew that I needed to get one, because anyone that spends a lot of time in the outdoors and likes to share their adventures and has a smartphone will know that the biggest thorn in the side of any tech guy or girl is the poor battery life of smartphones. Until Apple release an iPhone that either can be powered with antimatter or has a nuclear fuel cell, then I think the only way forward for long distance multi-day adventures is the Power Monkeys Extreme, which is a great little tool. It's got its own little backup battery, which when fully charged can give 4 full charges of an iPhone. It'll charge multiple devices really. It's got a USB out, so most things can be charged with it. It comes with lots of different attachments with different tips, and my girlfriend bought the iPhone tip with my little kit that she bought me for my birthday. So first thoughts on the device itself, it seems very rugged. I've seen a few other devices similar, but they're basically just cheap copies and they're very flimsy, very poorly constructed. But I was really pleased that when I got my hands on the Extreme that it felt really robust and really strong. And as I just said, I've got the solar panel strapped to the bag, and even in the overcast conditions of today, it's charging the iPhone nicely. What a better way to spend a birthday than out walking in the fresh air, miles away from work, with a lung full of clean air. It's just a shame that my daughter and my girlfriend aren't here too. Okay, so we're going to continue on a little bit more. And if you get this, or if you catch this boo in the next few minutes, then head on over to shareyouradventure.com and you'll be able to view my map that I'm creating as I'm broadcasting my position to the website. If you catch this in the next few days, it's May the 3rd now, if you catch this in the next few days, then head on over to deanreed.net or peakroutes.com. And you'll see the images, videos, boos, podcasts, maps, and a manner of other geeky things. Okay, speak to you all again soon. Bye.